What's up, Giants fans? I'm Madeline Burke here with Giants linebacker Kareem Martin. Welcome to New York. How's it being out here with the first day of Giants camp?
It went really good today. We just had our walkthrough. We had practice a little later. A lot of communication out there by the guys. With it being the first day, you never know how it's going to go, but you can tell guys have been studying. They've only been in the defense for 2 weeks, but I felt like we moved pretty good for day one.
You're like the transitional guy for some of these players learning this new 3-4, right?
Yeah, definitely. So having played in this defense the last 3 years with Betch coordinating, guys are kind of looking to me and guys like Josh to kind of be the vocal leaders as far as like communicating the defense to reiterate what the linebackers are doing, because we've been in it for the last few years, so we know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
As whereas these guys have only seen it for the last 2 weeks or maybe a little bit more, but for the most part, this is all still brand new, and having to go on the field for the first time today with it without a phase two like you would have in a normal OTA,
right?
It's big for me and him to be that those guys to communicate it.
Well, and in the 3-4-2 as an outside linebacker, mm-hmm. like your role, like you were telling me earlier, it's like a glorified DN. You've got a lot more ground to cover.
Yeah.
How do you describe your role not only in the system but mm-hmm. also like as a leader in that?
The outside linebacker in this scheme is very important. The last few years in Arizona, we had some great outside linebackers. A lot of, the things fall on us. We have to set the edge. We have to communicate to the guys inside, behind us. We're covering guys. So we're a jack of all trades. We do a little bit of everything, but we have to do everything well, because if I feel like this defense goes as the outside backers go. And, if we play well, the defense will play well. And if we're not playing nearly as well, I think the defense, will suffer a little bit.
Right.
In that sense,
Yeah. And we were saying earlier, defense wins championships
is
like one of those phrases people say, but there is truth to it, too. And also, if you've got questions, make sure to send them in on Facebook. We will ask some of the best fan questions out here today. But, you mentioned the importance of defense, because offense can be on and it can be off sometimes, but having a solid defense is pretty clutch for a successful team, right?
Yes, for sure. Defense, as long as it's a lineman assignment and just tackle the ball. And more times than not, if everybody on defense is in their spot, we're all professional, so we're going to make the tackle. There's times where a guy on offense may make a play or two, but for the most part, if everyone does their assignment and are accountable for each other, then offense won't move the ball. And, like you say, offense, there's days where it just won't click. But
mm-hmm.
more times than not, defense will click as long as everybody knows what they're doing and the communication is great and the fits are right. I mean, the defense, is unstoppable.
So we were talking earlier, too. You moved out to, New York, New Jersey area from Arizona, where it is quite warm all the time.
Yeah.
You haven't really played, a cold weather game in your pro career. Are you looking forward to these, late November, early December MetLife games?
I don't think anyone ever is really looking forward to playing, single-digit chill temperatures. And, but that's part of the mystique of, I guess, playing in MetLife is, we're going to be used to it by the time game day comes. But we're going to have teams coming in here and they're going to feel that wind biting and water coming from the river, with all that wind chilled. And, it's going to be an advantage for us because we're practicing it all week, and everything. And they're only going to get one day to get adjusted to it. And I'm sure it's going to play a big role in
They might come through not having a down coat in their wardrobe and be like, how do we handle this? Mike asks, what are some of your favorite things about coming to New York?
The tradition. You hear about the tradition of the New York Giants, but I didn't realize how great of an organization it was until I walked in the front door and you look left and you see the Super Bowl trophies and the NFC championships. And you walk down the hall, you see all the Hall of Famers, and it's just, it's not many organizations like this as far as with has the history and the legacy of this place, and just being able to put on that helmet and say that I'm a New York football Giant, it just means a lot.
Especially there's a lot of Hall of Famers in the linebacker and the defensive positions as well. It's pretty big torch to pass. Ross also asks, who are you looking forward to facing in the NFC East?
In the NFC East, you got to say Philly.
I mean the defending champs. They got a target on their back, right?
They were the standard last year, and to get to that point, you have to see where you stack up against those guys. So being able mm-hmm. to play them twice, in a year is going to be really exciting. I played them the last few years of my career, but it'll be different knowing that they're divisional rivals. I know that game will have a different feel than it did when I was in Arizona. Now that I'm here in New York, I know that it's going to be just that much better again.
A division rival game, I feel like the Giants-Eagles games are always something crazy happens.
For
Freddie asks, what's your favorite pregame meal?
Pre-game meal. I'm a big pasta guy.
Ooh, okay, carbo load?
Yeah, I have to because, I eat probably 4 hours or so before the game, uh-huh. and that'll last me, you know, throughout the game. So I eat as much as I can just to.
What's your favorite type of pasta? Do you go the marinara sauce? You got some fettuccine?
I do marinara. Okay. On the, game days, because you know,
like
you get
spaghetti
Alfredo stuff.
Or like penne.
Penne pasta is a little bit thicker, you know.
It's good. It's good.
Load up on that with the marinara. The Alfredo sauce is a little too heavy.
Especially for pregame. Might put you in like a nap mode
You don't want to fall asleep, but you want to have the carbs, you know, to have the energy throughout the game, because, you know, you eat so much further than this before the game.
Do you have any, like, special dietary rules that you follow as, like, a pro athlete on an elite level? I mean, some guys, are, you know, go about it different ways. Yeah. What's your method?
I don't have a specific method, but me just trying to eat healthy in general. You know, get your greens in, your vegetables, your fruits. Try not to eat too late at night, not too many fried foods. We all have our one day a week.
Who doesn't? Yeah, you know, cheat day.
You get your fried stuff, but for the most part, I try to stick to like a balanced diet.
Yeah,
you know,
hit all the food pyramid angles. Yeah.
And then from that, because we work hard enough, that'll just take care of itself.
Exactly, you know. Exactly. That's a good call. Joe says, what do you like to do on your days off?
The days off? So since I'm new to New York, I've been able to go to the city a little bit, just kind of explore, looking for some new restaurants. So if anybody has any suggestions, send them out.
Yeah,
you know, via my social media.
There's a few good ones in New York City. A few good restaurants you might be able to find.
Yeah, my favorite so far has been Del Frisco's.
Oh, okay.
Del Frisco's. When they brought me out here, and it was amazing. I thought I was gonna fall asleep at the table.
Oh,
I was so
gosh.
Full. So.
Yeah.
You know,
you're like, can't not.
I'm going to have to go take a visit there again soon. So
that's a good call. Yeah. I mean, New York City, too. I mean, have you spent a lot of time in the area before coming out here?
I visited once and I played here once.
So. Okay. So is it what you expected so far?
Yes. You know, it doesn't sleep. There's always something going on. I don't care if it's 7 a.m. in the city or if it's 12 midnight, and it's always something going on, feeling like it's middle of the day.
Truly the city that never sleeps, right?
I see it.
It's a little different than coming from Tempe, Arizona,
and everything shuts down. Yeah.
Louie asks, which quarterback do you love playing against?
Do I love playing against?
Is there a specific QB that you like to target extra? Or?
I think, you know, moving to this division, being able to go back to the Philly, being able to go against Wentz and those guys, with them being Super Bowl champions, being able to go after them, I think that'll be a great time.
Yeah,
being able to get a couple hits on him.
You got to go after the champs, you know. They got it. All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us
for
on Facebook Live. It's been a pleasure. We'll be back with more throughout the season and throughout the off season.